Editor's note: the numbers in this piece come from E.R. Kot's public first quarter market report, filed April 9, 2026. We've cross-checked against our own database of 400-plus plans. The headline number, the E.R. Kot wholesale average for first quarter of 2026, closed at $34.20/MWh, down 4.2% year-over-year, and the lowest first quarter number we've seen since 2022. That's the input side of the retail rates you see on marketing pages. For an average 1,000 kilowatt-hours Texas home, that translates to roughly $6 per month in savings versus the same quarter last year. Not life-changing, but if you're renewing a contract right now, you're entering the market at a genuine low. What changed in the market? Three forces converged this quarter. A mild winter kept demand well below forecast, especially in February. Natural gas futures at Henry Hub fell 18% across January and February. 1.2 gigawatts of new wind capacity came online in West Texas, just as demand dropped. Retail electricity providers, REPs, typically hedge 6 to 12 months forward, so the full savings will reach customers through summer. What it means for your bill? Here's how the shift plays out at three common usage levels. First, for 500 kilowatt hours, in the first quarter of 2025, the average bill is $72, and in the first quarter of 2026, it's $69, a $3 savings. For 1,000 kilowatt hours, $138 in 2025, and $132 in 2026, a $6 savings. For 2,000 kilowatt hours, $265 in 2025, and $253 in 2026, a $12 savings. All electric homes, heat pump plus electric water heating, will see closer to $150 per year in savings if they shop now. What to do right now? Pull your last 12 months of kilowatt hours usage from your current provider's portal. Enter your zip and average usage on our comparison tool. Sort by total monthly cost, not advertised rate. Filter for 12 to 24 month terms to lock in today's low wholesale prices. The cheapest plan at 500 kilowatt hours is almost never the cheapest at 2,000 kilowatt hours. Shop the full year cost, not the teaser.